Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while we might enjoy the warmth over the next few days, our pets may not, particularly dogs. And if you bring the dog out for a walk, there are signs to look out for if they're not enjoying themselves. We're joined by Pete Wedderburn. Afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, the dog in our house will always, if there's a patch of sunlight, the dog will always head for the patch of sunlight. Should I kind of prevent her from doing that when it gets a bit hotter?
Not at all. No, I think all animals like to be kind of pleasantly warm. The problem is that when it goes beyond that, and in the sort of weather we're having just now, where it's not only just hot and sunny, but it's humid too, it's very difficult for dogs to lose enough body heat to keep themselves cool. Because basically, the only way they can lose body heat is by panting. We can sweat all over our body. They can't do that. They've got a fur coat on all the time. So they do get very hot, and the only way that heat can leave their body is by basically moisture evaporating from their tongue when they're panting, and that removes heat from the blood, and then more blood comes into the tongue, and it's they pant, and the heat goes out of the blood, and more blood goes into the tongue, and that's how it works. So we need to make sure that they don't have so much heat in their body that they can't lose it from panting. And in this warm, humid weather, it's very difficult for them to lose heat like that, and that's why heat stroke is such a serious problem in dogs.
Yeah, so should one consider not bringing your dog for a walk, or be very, very careful about when you bring them for a walk?
Well, I think the message that dogs shouldn't be left in hot cars has gone out there, and people just don't do that anymore. But people don't understand the particular danger when you're walking a dog. And so that means that when they're exercising heavily, their muscles are producing body heat as well. That's what happens when muscles work hard, as they produce heat. And so if you're putting more heat into a body that's already overheated from the sun and the humidity and the warmth around them, then you're just heading for trouble. So I would say you shouldn't walk dogs between, let's say, 8 in the morning and 8 at night at the moment, because there's such a... I mean, you can walk a dog if it's on its lead and it's just kind of strolling along. That's one thing. But it's another thing when your dog is off the leash, charging around, chasing a ball, doing whatever they do, because they will be generating loads of body temperature inside them and they don't realise what they're doing. They're just having fun. They don't realise how hot they're getting until it's too late.
Mm. Now, yeah, one of our listeners says it's 27 degrees in Drumshambo. They're having the heat waves hit them already. Very uncomfortable for a dog, I imagine. Are there certain breeds that are more susceptible to the heat than others?
There certainly are. And the classic ones would be flat-faced breeds, so-called brachycephalic dogs, like bulldogs and pugs and French bulldogs, because their noses and their faces are flattened, so they can't breathe as effectively and they can't pant as effectively. Also, dogs that have black or very dark coats, because their coat doesn't reflect sunlight, it absorbs the heat from the sunlight instead. And so they're also particularly prone to having problems. And I've had examples where there's one classic one for me where a friend had a very dark coloured dog and they were out exercising a dog on a day like today on a hillside, and the dog was charging up and down, having a great time. And then they called me because the dog had just collapsed and was just lying there, panting.
Wow.
And they said they couldn't understand why he'd suddenly flopped down. They didn't want to move anymore. And it was definitely because he just totally overheated. I had to get them to carry their dog to luckily there was a small kind of lake close to them. So I got them to carry the dog to the shallows of the lake because it was only about 50 yards away. And they were then able to slosh water onto it, get the dog into the shade, and within half an hour, the dog was walking again, looking very happy. But, not everybody would be able to get a dog to cool water so quickly. And it does get to the stage very quickly where dogs become dangerously ill. And unfortunately, vets see dogs dying every year because of this precise problem. So you need to be very, very aware. Basically, don't exercise your dog heavily during the daytime. And if your dog does start to pant all the time, so it's to the stage where it's looking uncomfortable panting, or if they do flop down and not want to move, these are signs of heat stroke, and you need, it's emergency treatment that's needed. And really the ideal thing is to get them to your vet, but try to cool them down on the way to the vet. So, slosh water onto them if you can, drive with a car in a car with the windows open, getting a breeze over them. Studies have shown that dogs that start to be cooled down by their owners before they reach the vet have a better survival time than a chance compared to dogs that go to the vet in their overheated condition with nothing being done to help them. So owner action is really crucial here.
Listener also texted in to say, I'm in London, it's 34 degrees. If you live in an urban area, can the pavement get too hot for a dog? Just to put their paws on.
This comes up every year. And, you know, certainly if you're in some countries like in the States, in the likes of Texas and so on, that the tarmac can get so hot that it burns dogs' feet and they have to wear little boots in the summertime in this sort of weather. You know, I mean, I think in this country, if you in your bare feet will be burnt by the tarmac, then you should not let your dog walk in that area. If it's just very warm, you know, we don't often see cases of dogs with burnt feet for that reason in this country. But I think common sense has to apply, really.
Yeah. Pete, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Pete Wedderburn there, otherwise known, of course, as Pete the Vet.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.